let's move on. So reimbursement, regulatory issues aside, which third-line therapy would you generally recommend for a 60-year-old patient with IGVH-mutated CLL without deletion 17P or TP53 mutation who initially responds to bendamustine rituximab for 24 months, then experiences disease relapse, and then receives ibrutinib for 18 months, followed by disease progression? So it looks like no one would use chemoimmunotherapy in this situation, which I think is appropriate. Venetoclax and rituximab by about half, venetoclax and obinutuzumab for about another third, and then 19% would use venetoclax alone. So Dr. Brown, maybe walk us through this particular case and how you think about what regimen to use in this situation.
Right. Well, as we discussed earlier, if the patient is taking ibrutinib and has active disease progression while taking ibrutinib, then that's a situation for which we have good data with venetoclax. Venetoclax is the only drug we have good data in that setting. And we discussed earlier how we would all essentially usually add the venetoclax to the patient continuing on ibrutinib, because if you stop the ibrutinib, you can get explosive disease flare. So you can see the experts are all agreed venetoclax plus minus a CD20. I find that the CD20 often helps with that initial cytoreduction to get a response quickly if they have a significant disease burden in this actively progressing setting. It's a little bit different if the patient actually has come off ibrutinib for an adverse event, is stable for a bit, and then progresses later. But this person's had chemoimmunotherapy and ibrutinib, so that still venetoclax is the most active drug that you would use there. In theory, you could also consider a PI3 kinase inhibitor, but the data are not as strong.
And it looks like there's universal opinion across our panel of experts that venetoclax would be the appropriate choice. Two would use venetoclax as a single agent, but I think for the reasons that you very nicely outlined, I would use an anti-CD20 antibody in this particular situation.